Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets took a tumble today and, frankly, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, a real risk-off day across the board. Dow down almost 1,000 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 not far behind. Trade tensions and Fed uncertainty are back in the driver's seat.
Exactly. China's warning about U.S. trade deals not helping. And then there's the talk about Trump potentially removing Powell,
which adds fuel to the fire. Undermines confidence in the Fed's independence. Classic uncertainty play.
Right, and look at big tech. Nvidia, Microsoft, Apple, all taking hits. Tesla down almost 6%, ouch.
Tesla, yeah? Their delayed Model Y rollout is another headache. They keep pushing back that affordable version.
Which is hurting them, especially in China. NIO and BYD are eating their lunch with those budget-friendly EVs. It seems like Tesla is stuck in this loop of prioritizing.
Robo-taxis over affordable models? Yeah, remember that $25,000 car Musk promised?
Ancient history. Now they're just tweaking existing models, and it's not enough. This delay is killing their near-term growth.
Stagnant revenue, rising costs, not a good combo, especially with this trade war heating up again.
Speaking of which, the dollar weakened, bonds rallied, classic risk-off moves. 10-year treasury yield up to 4.41%. What about tomorrow, though? Anything on the economic calendar?
Not much in the U.S. Just the 2-year treasury note auction. $69 billion, that's a chunk of change.
It is. We'll have to see how that plays out. Overseas, Nikkei down, but Shanghai actually managed a small gain. Commodities, gold spiked, but crude oil dipped.
Interesting. So overall, a pretty gloomy picture. Trade war worries, Fed jitters, Tesla stumbling.
And the market reacting accordingly. We'll be watching closely to see how things develop tomorrow.
Definitely. A lot of moving parts right now, a lot to unpack in the coming days. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep.
So, digging deeper into Tesla, this Model Y delay, oof, it's not just a bump in the road, is it?
No, not at all. It's a strategic misstep, potentially a big one. They're prioritizing these robo-taxi dreams over capturing market share in the booming budget EV segment.
Which, ironically, might be the key to funding those robo-taxi dreams in the first place, right? They need the revenue.
Exactly. This delay exacerbates their near-term financial risks. Flat or declining revenue, rising costs, and now a trade war brewing again? Not a good recipe.
Speaking of which, that's adding another layer of complexity to the whole situation. China's warning about U.S. trade deals. Yikes.
Yeah, and Trump potentially removing Powell. That's throwing gasoline on the fire. Market hates uncertainty.
It does. And the Briefing.com report highlights some other interesting points. This pressure on Tesla's margins, it's not just the price cuts, is it?
No. The rising costs amid the trade war are a major factor. They're squeezed from both sides. And those competitors, NIO, BYD, they're not standing still.
They're capitalizing on this delay, offering those budget-friendly EVs that Tesla keeps, promising but not delivering.
It's giving them time to solidify their positions, build brand loyalty, and potentially even innovate further. Tesla's aging product lineup is starting to look, well, aged.
And this pivot towards affordability and scale in the global EV market, Tesla's missing the boat. They're risking a period of stagnation, both in sales and earnings.
Which is exactly what the report suggests. An extended period of stagnation. Not a pretty picture for investors. And this whole trade war situation.
All right, so lots of moving pieces today. Let's start with that mixed decision for Ameresco. 300 million euros for solar parks in Romania. Sounds promising, but what's the catch?
Well, the mixed part of the decision is likely what's holding the stock back. Details are still emerging, but a court decision always adds a layer of uncertainty. Investors probably waiting for more clarity before jumping in.
Makes sense. Now, this Apollo Global Management shakeup, Clayton out, Rowan stepping up as both CEO and chairman. What's your read on that?
Consolidation of power, streamlining leadership. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Depends on how Rowan handles the dual role. Something to watch.
Definitely. And speaking of shakeups, ASA Gold and Precious Metals facing a lawsuit from Saba Capital over a poison pill? Sounds dramatic.
Oh yeah? These poison pill defenses. They're designed to prevent hostile takeovers, but they can also be controversial. This lawsuit suggests Saba Capital isn't happy with ASA's strategy. Could get messy.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Now, some positive news for Ascentage Pharma. their drugs getting included in the Chinese Society of Clinical Oncology guidelines. That's a big win, right?
Huge. Increased visibility, potential for wider adoption, definitely a catalyst for growth. Good news for AAPG.
Excellent. AstraZeneca also with some good news, and HER2 showing promising results. Always good to see progress in cancer treatment.
Absolutely. Improved progression-free survival. That's what you want to hear. Could be a game changer for certain patients.
Now, Bank of Hawaii, CFO stepping down, always a bit of a red flag, no?
Yeah, CFO departures always raise eyebrows. Need to understand the reasons behind it. Succession planning is key here. We'll see how the market reacts.
For sure. Blaze Holdings, AI-powered smart city solutions in South Korea. Interesting.
Definitely a growing market. Smart cities, AI integration, lots of potential there. Could be a good long-term play for BZE.
All right, Boeing. Returning refused jets from China, and Air India might pick them up. What's the story there?
Geopolitics and supply chains all rolled into one. China's slowing economy, trade tensions, Boeing finding a new home for those jets with Air India. It's a smart move. Minimizes losses, keeps production lines humming.
Resourceful. Bristol-Myers Squibb getting FDA label updates for Camzyos. Good news for them.
Yeah, label updates can expand the potential patient population, boost sales, a positive development.
BWLPG completing their share buyback program. Usually a sign of confidence, right?
Generally, yes. Suggests they believe their stock is undervalued. Could be a positive signal for investors.
Cadence advancing AI and HPC systems. Two big growth areas.
Absolutely. High bandwidth memory, DDR5, these are key technologies for next-gen computing. Cadence is positioning itself well.
And finally, Cars.com, accidentally emailing an internal marketing newsletter to an external list. Oops.
Haha, yeah, a bit of a PR snafu. Probably not a major impact, but a little embarrassing. Hopefully nothing too sensitive was in that newsletter. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep.
All right, so a lot of corporate news hitting the wires today. Let's dive in. Chevron starting production at Ballymore. That's a win, right?
Yeah, definitely positive for CVX. Deepwater Gulf of Mexico, always a good sign for long-term production. Boosts their output, strengthens their position.
Okay, Concentra acquiring Pivot on-site healthcare consolidation continues.
Seems like it. Need to see the details, but likely a strategic move to expand their reach, maybe tap into new markets.
Discover Financial FDIC updates. Anything noteworthy there?
Probably routine stuff. Unless there's something specific in the release, I wouldn't read too much into it. Always good to stay informed, though.
Right. Edwards Lifesciences 8-year data on Resilia tissue. Durability is key in that space.
Absolutely. Long-term data like that builds confidence, reinforces their market position. Good for EW.
Ford halting shipments to China. Uh-oh. Trade tensions flaring up again?
Potentially. The Wall Street Journal article probably has more details. Definitely something to watch for F. Could impact their bottom line.
Granite Construction, $80 million contract in Texas. Nice little boost for them.
Yeah, infrastructure spending, always a good catalyst for construction companies. Solid win for GVA.
Harley Davidson, boardroom drama, CEO disputes, remote work policies, sounds messy.
Oh yeah, internal struggles can be a distraction. Investors usually don't like that kind of uncertainty. We'll see how it plays out for Hogg.
Hertz, Bill Ackman's stake. The CEO seems pretty happy about it.
Encouraged and energized, huh? Ackman's involvement usually gets the market's attention. Could be a positive catalyst for HTZ.
Immunovant, next phase of growth, leadership changes. What's the story there?
Restructuring, new focus. The additional indications for IMVT-1402 could be significant. Definitely worth digging into.
James River Group, reinsurance agreement adjustments, technical stuff.
Yeah, probably just fine-tuning. Unless there's a major change, I wouldn't overthink it. Still, important to stay updated on JRVR.
Johnson & Johnson, big data in bladder cancer treatment. That's potentially huge.
Practice-changing data, you said? That could be a game-changer for J&J. Definitely one to watch closely.
Keros Therapeutics letter agreement with Pontifex.
Not sure what to make of that yet. Need more information. Could be a collaboration, a funding deal. We'll have to see what develops with Keros.
Lending Club, new headquarters in San Francisco. $74.5 million. That's a chunk of change.
It is. Shows they're committed to growth, putting down roots. Could be a positive signal for LC or a sign of hubris. Hard to say.
Meta Zuckerberg at the FTC trial, always a newsworthy event.
Yeah, any regulatory scrutiny can impact the stock. We'll see what comes out of those questions. Meta's always in the spotlight.
Mohawk settling stockholder derivative actions. That's good news for them, right?
Resolves uncertainty, removes a potential overhang. Definitely a positive for MHK.
Motorola Solutions, AI for emergency response. Interesting.
Definitely a growing market. AI integration can improve efficiency, potentially save lives. Could be a good long-term play for MSI.
Nano Dimensions subsidiary, exploring strategic alternatives. Sounds like they're looking to shake things up.
Could be a sale, a spin-off, who knows? Definitely something to keep an eye on for NNDM.
Neogen selling their cleaners and disinfectants business. $130 million in cash, not bad.
Streamlining their portfolio, focusing on core competencies. Could be a smart move for NeoG.
Netflix, Reed Hastings stepping down as executive officer. End of an era.
Yeah, big change for NFLX. Transitioning to chairman, we'll see how that impacts the company's direction. Lots to unpack here. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow with more market analysis.
Wow, so much happening today. Where do we even begin? Sanofi and Regeneron getting that FDA approval for Dupixent. That's a big deal for chronic spontaneous urticaria sufferers.
Yeah, first new targeted therapy in over a decade. Definitely a game changer. Good for SNY and Regan. Though, you know, always got to watch for those pricing discussions down the line.
Right, of course. Now Tesla delaying the more affordable Model Y again? Come on.
It's getting to be a bit of a broken record, isn't it? Hurting them in the long run, I think. NIO and BYD are just going to keep gaining ground.
Exactly. They're missing out on a huge market segment. Speaking of missing out, TSMC thinks keeping AI chips out of China might be harder than it looks.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Geopolitics and tech, always a tricky combo. What about Toyota potentially shifting RAV4 production because of tariffs?
Yeah, another tariff story. This trade war stuff is heating up again. Not good. And speaking of heat, Sweetgreen COO departing, effective immediately?
Always a little concerning when a C-suite exec leaves abruptly. Need to dig into that one. What about Uber and Hertz? Sounds like they're buddy-buddy?
The CEO's all excited to brainstorm, but then the FTC's cracking down on them for deceptive billing. Mixed signals much?
Haha, yeah, a bit of a roller coaster there. One hand giving, the other taking away. Classic Uber. So what about these upgrades and downgrades? Anything catch your eye?
Well, Netflix getting upgraded to neutral, ouch. From reduced though, so baby steps?
I guess, still, not exactly a ringing endorsement. Disney getting an upgrade to outperform though. Wolf Research seems bullish on the mouse.
Interesting. And Salesforce upgraded from sell, so less selling, more holding?
Seems like it. Market sentiment shifting a bit, maybe? What about the downgrades? Exelis getting knocked down a peg?
Yeah, to neutral B. Riley not feeling the love anymore, I guess. Lots of moving parts today. Lots to digest.
Definitely. Always something, isn't there? Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again.
Wow, lots of analyst action today. Where do we even start? Let's talk downgrades. Amazon downgraded to outperform. From strong buy, huh? That's a subtle shift.
Yeah, Raymond James cooling off a bit on AMZN, target price of 195s. Still optimistic, but maybe not as much.
Right. And what about global payments? Double downgrade. Both TD Cowen and Jefferies moving to hold.
Oof, that's not a good look for GPN. Target prices of 78 and 75 respectively. Definitely something to watch.
Okay, so Salesforce downgraded to underperform at DA Davidson. Target price of $200. That's a pretty big drop.
Yeah, DA Davidson not feeling the CRM love. Definitely a bearish call. What about the initiations? Anything interesting there?
Well, Genius Sports getting a buy at Deutsche Bank. Target price of $12. Grail also with a buy at Canaccord, $32 target.
Interesting. And Verona Pharma, overweight at Cantor Fitzgerald, $80 target. Some bullish calls there.
Definitely. Now, earnings season is in full swing. So many companies reporting this week. Where do we even begin?
Well, tomorrow pre-market, we've got 3M, DHR, ELV, and after hours Tesla. Always a market mover.
Oh yeah, TSLA earnings. Always a roller coaster. And Wednesday, we've got a whole slew of companies reporting. Too many to list.
It's earnings palooza. Definitely a busy week ahead. Keep your eyes peeled for any surprises.
For sure. And finally, the economic calendar, crickets. Nothing scheduled for tomorrow.
A quiet day on the econ data front gives us more time to focus on these earnings and analyst moves. Lots to unpack. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep.
All right, so this WaveRider AI analysis paints a pretty interesting picture of the market. Cautiously bullish, they say. But with the Dow lagging, what's the deal there?
Yeah, UnitedHealth's sell-off really dragged the Dow down. Seems like their guidance cut spooked investors. But overall, market sentiment leans bullish, especially for the SPY and QQQ.
Right, they mentioned strong buying interest and volume spikes for both. QQQ driven by tech, of course, but SPY hitting 514.15, that's juicy. Think it can hold?
Well, they highlight 515 as key resistance, with support around 510. If buying persists, we could see a breakout. Similar story for QQQ, with resistance at 435 and support at 425.
Okay, so key levels to watch. Got it. What about sector rotation? Anything interesting happening there?
Definitely. Technology, consumer discretionary, and communication services leading the charge. Classic growth play. But utilities and consumer staples lagging suggests investors are feeling risky.
Risky, yeah, interesting. And VXX dropping, that's a good sign, right? Less volatility?
Exactly. Market confidence seems to be up, less demand for hedges. But WaveRider AI also cautions about potential external shocks. Geopolitical tensions, negative economic data could disrupt the trend.
Right, always got to be prepared for the unexpected. So bullish scenario, breakouts above those resistance levels. Bearish scenario, well, the opposite makes sense.
Yep, and the T2108 indicator being bullish oversold, that's another positive sign, but the primary indicator is bearish, so mixed signals. Gotta stay vigilant.
Vigilant, yeah, lots of moving parts. Earnings-driven volatility, sector rotation, geopolitical risks, it's a lot to keep track of.
It is. But that's the market, right? Always something to watch, always something to learn. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow with more market analysis.
All right, so getting ready for the week ahead. Market's a bit of a mixed bag, yeah? Biotech and tech showing some strength, but...
That Dow sell-off, thanks to UnitedHealth, definitely put a damper on things. Their guidance cut, yikes. Spooked investors for sure.
Yeah, but WaveRider AI is calling it cautiously bullish overall. SPY and QQQ with strong buying interest. Those volume spikes are interesting.
Definitely. Tech driving the QQQ, of course. But SPY hitting 514.15, that's a key level to watch. 515 resistance, 510 support. Could see a breakout if buying persists.
Breakout, yeah? So playing the upside, what are we looking at?
Well, sector rotation is key. Tech, consumer discretionary, communication services, classic growth plays. But utilities and consumer staples lagging... That tells you something.
Investors feeling risky, got it. And VXX dropping, less volatility, that's good, right?
Generally, yes, market confidence is up. But WaveRider AI cautions about external shocks, you know, geopolitical tensions, negative economic data, always a risk.
Right, so bullish scenario, breakouts above resistance. Bearish, well, the opposite, simple enough.
On the surface, yeah. But then you've got these mixed technical signals. T2108, bullish oversold, but the primary indicator is bearish. Gotta stay vigilant.
Vigilant, yeah? Makes sense. So what about some specific trade ideas? What's on your radar?
Well, this WaveRider AI report has some interesting picks. PTCT, CRSP, all showing bullish setups. But remember, tight stops near support. Don't chase stretched valuations.
Okay, so AMLAX, looking for a move past 430 to test 442. PTCT, potential breakout to 49. CRSP, upward momentum towards 38.40.
Exactly. But always do your own due diligence. These are just ideas, not financial advice. And don't forget those March leading indicators on Monday could shake things up.
Right. Economic data, always a wild card. Anything else we should be watching?
Market breadth. Keep an eye on those percentage-based momentum indicators. T2108, 4% up-down breadth. Gives you a sense of overall market health.
Got it. Market breadth, sector rotation, key levels, and those earnings reports. Tesla after hours tomorrow. Buckle up.
Definitely. TSLA earnings. Always a show. Lots to watch this week. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down.
All right. So this WaveRider AI analysis is pointing towards some interesting momentum plays for next week. A lot of it hinges on sector rotation, right?
Exactly. Tech, healthcare, consumer discretionary, materials, and financials, they've all got some key players showing bullish setups. but it's not a blanket buy everything signal. Gotta be selective.
Selective. Yeah, so where's the smart money going?
Well, WaveWriter AI highlights AMT, PTCT, SBAC, SBSW, and FNV as potential winners. They've got the price action and volume to back it up, but always got to confirm with real-time market conditions, you know?
Right, of course. So let's break down a few of these. AMT, what's the story there?
Real estate investment trust sector showing strength. AMT's been consolidating, volumes creeping up. Looks like it's ready to test that $218 resistance level.
Dollars, yeah? What about support?
WaveWriter AI pegs it around 215.10. Tight stop loss at 240.50, classic breakout play.
Okay, so PTCT healthcare, always a hot sector.
Especially with earnings season in full swing. PTCT's got some serious upward momentum. Looking for a move past 48.50, targeting $49. Support at 48, stop loss at 47.60.
Got it. Now SBAC, what's driving that one?
Increased volume, consolidating near its highs. WaveWriter AI thinks it could break out towards 225, support at 222.95, stop loss at 222.50, another potential breakout candidate.
Okay, so two breakout plays. What about SBSW?
Materials sector riding the wave of strong metal prices. Positive volume trend, targeting 520, support at $5, stop loss at 490. A bit more of a continuation play than a breakout, but still promising.
Continuation, yeah, makes sense. And finally, FNV.
Another materials play. Similar story to SBSW. Strong sector momentum, looking for a continuation of the uptrend, targeting 520, support at 5, stop loss 490.
All right, so five potential momentum plays. Anything else we should be watching for?
Definitely. Market breadth, keep an eye on those percentage-based momentum indicators. You know, T2108, 4% up-down breadth, gives you a sense of overall market health. And don't forget those March leading indicators on Monday could shake things up.
Right, macroeconomic data, always a wild card. Anything else?
Earnings season, of course. Lots of companies reporting this week. Gotta be prepared for some volatility.
Volatility, yeah? Sounds like a fun week. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow with more market analysis. Until then, happy trading, everyone.
Catch you all tomorrow.